Nick Stumbo has an amazing testimony about his 17-year addiction to pornography, despite the fact that he was happily married and pastoring a church during much of that time. But after getting the Bible-based counseling he needed to overcome the addiction, Nick realized that part of his healing journey would be telling his congregation about what happened. I'm John Fuller, and on a recent Focus on the Family broadcast, Jim Daly and I talked with Nick about the results of his revelation.
I think that is critical and maybe the most important point that I was hoping we would make today, and that is the unhealthiness of the church where we hide these things and we don't look at them, and therefore they happen in secret, and we're not healthy. Whereas projecting brokenness rather than perfection would actually help draw people to Christ, mm-hmm. that we're not super people, that we're broken people that we need God's grace.
Yeah.
And I do applaud you for that. You know, I've got mixed emotions about remaining in the pastorate and not stepping out. That one, I struggle with that in part, and I hope you can feel why or know why.
Yeah.
But I love the outcome, the fact that you were able to teach your congregation about the brokenness in your own soul and how it represents kind of everybody else too. I mean, 68% of Christian men struggling with this, that right there suggests something that we're not dealing with.
Yeah.
And so I really do applaud that. Has that borne fruit as you started these groups? Do you feel the church, your church, is healthier because of it?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, mm-hmm. absolutely. And, you know, if I could speak to the tension you brought up there just a little bit, that every story is different, and is it appropriate to remain in ministry? Those are questions that can be answered at the church level where someone's story is being known by an elder board. But what I look back on is I really applaud my denomination because they stepped forward at one of our district events to say, we recognize these stats are true, that there are a number of you in this room that this is your struggle, but you're in this double bind that you feel if you confess it, you'll be fired. But in not confessing it, you're forced to struggle alone and you can't get free that way. So they stepped forward and said, we want to help you if you're struggling, if it hasn't crossed lines into something illegal or with other people, and we're going to work alongside of you for healing to get into a counseling program, and we're going to work alongside your board to keep you in ministry. And that really created this culture to say, it's okay to not to have this struggle. It's okay to confess it because they wanted to help, not punish.
Right.
And that gave me some freedom to pursue it. Having had that track record with my board of having confessed it a few times, it wasn't a total shock to them. So we were able to progress through it. And I really think that laid the groundwork for our church because it wasn't like we were a totally judgmental church that overnight became a grace-filled church. I think there was a desire to be gracious, but still the subject of pornography or sexual sin was the taboo topic, as it is in so many churches. And when the lead pastor, and this is where I think for pastors that are able to address their own sexual history, that are able to address their own brokenness, the tool that gives them to transform churches, because when one of your leaders, or maybe even your senior leader, steps up and says, I've been a human being in this area that's been struggling, I've found some freedom, the way that communicates to the rest of the church, and we would get this, you know, after I would preach those first weeks after our disclosure, you know, people had warned me, you'll have people leave, they can't handle that level of authenticity, it'll be too much. If anyone left, to this day, I still don't know that. But what we had for weeks after week after week was people coming up, usually with tears in their eyes, saying thank you. Because if you can be real about this issue in your life and be the pastor, then me too. Then I know it's safe for me to be real. And it opened up so many people's stories. I mean, people you would, if I gave you an hour to guess which people in our church struggled with sexual sin, you would not have guessed some of these men.
Interesting.
But because it was started from the top, that vulnerability and the realness, they were able to come to me and say, no one knows, and they would say, literally, no one knows this, but I need to deal with it. And mm-hmm. and we saw a change happen that was truly remarkable.
And I think that's the proof in the pudding, right? I mean, right there, that's why I wanted to know how your church is doing with that.